USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is skyrocketing towards $4.50 a gallon. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular is now $4.43 a gallon. That's the highest price on record. And Democratic Senator from Montana, John Tester, tells MSNBC, now's a great time to think about going green.
That's a big one, I'll tell you that. Gasoline fuel you put in your cars. This is really an opportunity not only to drill for our natural resources, but to set up so we can have renewable energy moving forward so there's more competition in that marketplace. We need to have a moonshot event to not only deal with climate change, but also make energy more affordable going into the future that doesn't put a bunch of CO2 into the air. We can do that.
President Biden meeting with law enforcement officials at the White House on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
There's a plot twist in Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis explains.
Elon Musk said Friday morning his deal to buy Twitter is on hold, but added he remains committed to the acquisition. Musk wants to confirm the information that fake accounts make up less than 5% of users. Musk's acquisition of the social media platform was agreed to last month with a price tag of $44 billion. As of Friday morning, Twitter was worth about $35 billion.
A huge pro-abortion rights rally is set for the National Mall in Washington, D.C. this week. An estimated 17,000 people are expected to turn out for Saturday's rally to protest the possible overturning of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision. An illegally leaked draft opinion from the nation's highest court suggested Roe v. Wade may be overturned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
May is Huntington's Disease Awareness Month. Approximately 40,000 people in the United States have Huntington's disease, or HD for short. Huntington's disease is sometimes described as having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's all at the same time. All during the month of May, I'm going to be raising awareness for this fatal disease. I had a chance to catch up with Don Magid. Don is a social worker at the Huntington's Disease Clinic at the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, Arizona, and she discusses with me some of the symptoms of Huntington's disease.
The symptoms that we see most frequently, the first symptoms to appear tend to be cognitive symptoms. So they're having difficulty following through on tasks. They're forgetting to attend appointments. So it's the cognitive symptoms that we tend to see initially, and thereafter with some of these patients, we're going to see physical symptoms such as balance issues, what we call chorea, which is involuntary movements. We see people who are susceptible or at risk of falling. Sometimes they are walking into doorways or hallways.
In the NBA playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks looking to close out their series versus the Boston Celtics tonight in Milwaukee. Tip-off set for just after 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.